Village of Round Lake, regular board meeting, January 5th, 2015.
Good evening. Welcome, everybody. I would like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake, our regular board meeting of January 5th, 2015 at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Trustee Fry. Correct. Trustee Crowley. Trustee Crowley. Trustee Newby. Trustee Simoncelli. Trustee Turpin. Trustee Wisniewski.
Present.
Trustee Newby, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? For item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of December 15, 2014.
No, no.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll stand as
Motion carries. Item 4.1, is there any public comment this evening? Thank you all for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which is item 5.1 through 5.9. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $720,980.72. Approve payroll for the period ending December 14th in the amount of $123,849.29. Approve payroll for the period ending December 28th, 2014 in the amount of $141,901.54. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving Baxter Woodman's work order in the amount of $5,000 for construction engineering services for the cured in-place pipe liner project. And items 5.5 through 5.9, respectively, a motion to approve the April, May, June, July, and August treasurer's report, respectively, to those numbers. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Is there any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Yes.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Wisniewski.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6 in the Clerk's Office, 6.1 through 6.4.
For everybody who's come out for our swearing-in process, I'd like to thank all of you for sharing this moment with us. It's always a big deal in the police department to bring on new officers. Some of us have been here for a long time. In this career, some are just starting, and we all come into this job wanting to make it a long, safe, and reasonably prosperous career. And I'd like to take a moment and talk to our officers, if I can, if I may, Mr. Mayor.
Absolutely.
During all the turmoil in society right now, today, and all the concern of hiring the right people to do the right thing and do the right job, I have to tell you that our officers in the halls of our police department, they don't talk about this. They talk about doing the right job and showing that every day when they go outside and work. You can be nothing but proud to have these police officers represent you and the work that they do for you. And I'd like to ask all of our officers to stand up and Our first officer is Alexandria Olmstead. She's here with her mother, Diane.
In a little bit, Mr. Mayor and members of the board, about Alexandria. She has a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology from the University of Illinois Chicago. And her mom would like to pin her badge on her. From the College of Lake County. And he's working on a Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Justice from Colstead University. He has 4 years of experience as a correction officer in Racine, Wisconsin. Part-time officer, Kevin McGee. Kevin comes to us from
having worked and retired after 24 years with the Village of Roundland Park Police Department.
He has a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting from University of Columbia, Missouri. And he's also working on a bachelor's degree in computer science. He's also a four-year Army veteran.
is it your certificate? Show us that you are in the office. That is bad. I put it on the agenda. This is your application.
If I could get everybody to stand in attention for our new police officer. Okay, here.
Queens, on behalf of the Village Board and myself, we thank all of you for making this day possible for Dr. Peterson, for us. Godspeed be with you. We're going to reconvene and go into the normal meeting right now. If you would like to excuse yourself and get our retired police officer home and resting, I completely understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Seconded by Trustee Fraley. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Move to executive session at 7:00.
Continuation of the regular board meeting, January 5th, 2015.
Let the record show that we will reconvene at 7:52. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Samuselli.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Trustee Rosinski.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. On to item 7.1 from administration, reorganization of administration / finance.
There we go. In front of you is the administration reorganization. I'm just going to go through what is attached here, and if there's any questions, we'll address those. This isn't set in stone as of tonight. It's an evolving document. So in other words, we have responsibilities in here. We have projects in here. We're going to be looking at all those responsibilities between now and hopefully be done with it by April 30th to say we are now done with this reorganization from moving people around, the responsibilities, the projects assigned. So tonight I just want to address what's in the document. If there's any specific questions, we can answer to our list of our bills. So in front of you is the memorandum we talked about. It's a three-page document that talks about why we're doing it, the reorganization. After that, the job description for each staff member in admin / finance. Some of those job descriptions have not been updated for at least 8 years. One change to those job descriptions, we're making each employee sign off on those after they have reviewed those job descriptions that have never been done here at the village. So we hold them more, we're going to hold them more accountable. They know what their duties are, etc. There's organization chart, a seating diagram, the cost for supervisors just put card here. Project list and staff responsibilities. The project list is important because in the past, one of the reasons we're doing this is because moving away from finance, but also to get projects done. In the past, we couldn't get any projects done. I don't know if you recall this, but There's been management letter comments from I think years started here that have not been addressed. So there's other major projects that we've got to get down. Project lists and responsibility lists are not all inclusive, especially the project lists. I try to list out a larger project we're going to spend time on. These are significant projects. For example, we need to review the code. Because of this reorganization, we start looking at code changes. And
pardon me, the office staff now comfortable that there's not going to be any more traffic going on. I know this is in front of the girls.
Yeah.
So are they comfortable now that they're not
going down? The safe? Folks are falling down there and that there will be no more. I will not be a hatch again. So that's the best way.
Not a hatch again.
There will be some major changes, but we are not looking to replace anybody else at this time.
Part of the reorganization is where they'll be crossing for a position analysis?
That is correct. Much more, let's approve this. A lot of information here. Remember, this is a just for tonight. If you want to take a look at this later and ask further questions on what that is, we can do that any time. We're available for each trustee.
Tremendous amount of work that went into this in the last couple of months. So may I get a motion for item 7.1.1 to adopt an ordinance amending the fiscal end April 30th, 2015 employee compensation plan?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Clearly and seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? We already have. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Yes.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Tripa.
Aye.
Trustee Wisniewski.
Aye.
Trustee Fur.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 7.1.2, adopt a resolution authorizing the appointment of Shane D. Johnson as the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund authorized agent for the Village of Round Lake. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Tripon, with an absolute certainty on that. any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Tripon.
Aye.
Trustee Wisniewski.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Trelli.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is item 10.1 from Public Works, to adopt a resolution amending the bid award for the 2014 curb and gutter sidewalk repair project. Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Administrator Shields, is there something that you would like
to... I just maybe look at the pages. Does everybody understand why we're doing this?
No.
I know it happened in front of me, but the bid award came in at $57,000 for curb and gutter. The board discussion was, that's great, we'll approve a resolution to do $57,000 of work. However, PWU must come in at $50,000, which was budgeted. Unfortunately, the entire project came in at $67,000.
Yes.
Yes. So one of my suggestions is all this was charged to the capital improvements fund, that $12,000 of it be moved to the MFT fund for sidewalk repair, which is budgeted there. So that way we're only over budget for curb and gutter that piece by about $7,000.
And we're starting to get complete process of that now.
Yeah.
We're going to pay the bill.
There was communication issues, etc.,
which cleared up.
Yeah,
communication issues.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking that and making some sense out of it, finding a way to pay it.
Thank you.
Motion made, seconded. Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trifon.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Frey.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Motion carries. Let's get on to some good news.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass out, and if anybody wants one of these things, if anybody does, and let me know, and I'll ask Mr. Fountain if perhaps you can make copies of the presentation for everybody on the board that might be here. I just want to pass out what was given to the APWA, is that right, Kurt?
Yes.
To the APWA, where's my other little piece of paper? For the award that is, it's for this Lake Branch, and it's the project of the year for transportation less than $5 million. And our Hart Road and Sunset project fit that description. I have a letter here from the Chicago Metropolitan Chapter to the American Public Works Association Lake Branch. Dear Mayor McGillis, I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate you on being awarded the 2015 APWA Lake Branch Project of the Year Award for Transportation, less than $5 million. The public outreach and communication efforts for this project stood out as award-worthy. The Lake Branch will also be forwarding your project to the Chicago Metro Chapter for consideration for the Chapter Award. The APWA Lake Branch would like to invite you to receive the award for the project at the regularly scheduled Lake Branch meeting on January 20, 2014. Only one complimentary meal is included, however, additional attendees are welcome to attend to receive the award. That's a direct invitation for all of you. At the awards presentation, you will be presented with an award plaque and asked to pose for a picture for the newsletter. You will also be asked to give a short 10-minute maximum presentation of the project to the branch members utilizing a PowerPoint presentation. Please prepare a brief 4-slide PowerPoint presentation and forward the necessary files to their attention, blah, blah, blah. In the interest of promoting public works to the communities we serve, the Lake Branch APWA is also available to present the awards back to your agency at one of your scheduled executive meetings. If you are interested in having this award presented at an executive meeting, please contact me to schedule and name and address and contact number. I intend on a plan to go into the 20th. It's at the Char House, isn't it, Kurt? Jimmy Star House?
Libertyville?
Libertyville.
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
That's at, what, noon?
Noon, correct.
And that's this month, the 20th?
Yes, correct. So we won the Lake Branch War. And I have to say thank you, Kurt, and please thank Deb also. Deb Fleming has done such an incredible job throughout this whole thing, and Baxter Woodman for putting that presentation together, which was the key to the success of we winning this award. It's a shining moment for us. So thank you. Thank you so much. Anything you'd like to add, Kurt?
Deb's job was made easy by how the project went forward with you guys. From the communications, efficiency out of the field, it really was easy for her to put all that together. And we went against some tough competition, but it's a phenomenal award. And as long as I've got your attention, anybody that would like to go, please let me know if I can get a discount. We'll go ahead and take care of the arrangements there on the 20th. If you're able to make it, that'd be great.
Fantastic. We'll let you know. Let me know if you want a copy of that for your... I understand. Yeah. You can take that and just return it to me.
Okay.
Also, I would like to make mention, this is evidently a pretty big deal, pardon me, for the village of Round Lake. Is that on there next? I'm trying to get back to my agenda. I want to make an announcement for the HOA Summit Finance Seminar. This is not the regular HOA summit that the village hosts for all of the homeowners associations that's in the village. This is has come up from our last meeting where there was topic and discussion, and Sue, Trustee Trippon kind of hedged this with having a representative to talk about some financial gains for HOAs and how to manage their monies. This person will give a presentation, and hopefully we can reap some benefits from it. Sue, thank you for your help in spearheading this and putting it together. That is tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock at the Lakewood Grove Clubhouse. Thank you. And also, last but not least, USBC, Lake County WBA. You'll never guess what this is. Women's Bowling Association of Lake County. They've invited myself and anybody that would like to attend from our board to the opening ceremony of the 86th annual tournament, which will be held at Lake Bowl. This is on Saturday, February 7th, 2015, at 11 a.m. This will go on until, please plan to arrive at 10:45. Anyway, this is a big championship, women's professional bowling league, at the event is going to start here at Lake Bowl in Round Lake. There'll be television coverage, press will be there. It's kind of a big deal. So anybody that wants to attend and participate in that, please step forward.
I think it's still just the trustees. But so if anybody wants to go, let me know and I can call in for everybody.
Thank you. Again, Shane, Steve, thanks for all the reorganization. Chief, I'm speechless. I thank God that I didn't break down in the middle of it. Fantastic evening. All of the department, fire department, the Queen, thank you. Thank you for helping organize that. It was absolutely outstanding. Great night.
Thank you.
On the trustee's comments.
I can't
my head down. Thank you, Trustee.
Well, all right then. Happy New Year to all. Fine job, Chief. Everybody else that was involved in the PD. Job well done.
Tippett. Happy New Year. Hopefully we'll have a very nice year and nice weather. Before that, two things I want to talk about is the Make-A-Wish. It's just fabulous. I mean, I get teary-eyed every time we get to do one of these. It's just literally the crowning moment of, you know, life events for me in general. I can't even just say it's part of the sport, just in life in general, just be able to be a part of that, experience that, share that with AJ's family and Jonah's family. I mean, it's those are fabulous moments. And the fact that this board, these farming, just our village in general, is willing to do that, go make that wish for that child, it's fabulous. I could be prouder to be part of this second group. Chief, you mentioned also our officers, with all the things that's going on in the media nowadays and all the turmoil, that making it very difficult for our officers to be out there very safely. Thank you for sharing that and for sharing that our officers wouldn't have it any other way. That they are officers. They're here. They're going to do their job. Coming from a police family, and my cousin, you know, every day, it's always in the back of my mind. You know, I just pray that they come home safe, and I'm just really glad to know that. You know, we have such fine people that are willing to lay it out there and be the first responders, because end of the day, something happens, you dial 911. And I'm grateful for that, that I have that. So thank you.
I'll say good to all those comments, and Happy New Year.
My turn.
You know what? Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to do this while the room was full. But you know, all of those things that we saw tonight, you know, there is a person that's an unsung hero in all of that. The guy's name is Mike Gillette.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The bottom line is that you don't get good unless you have a good leader.
Amen.
A lot of times we get that right down in the back. It's like this. I'm proud to be a part of this. I'm proud to be a liaison to you. And I'm kind of happy every time I sit down and have a meeting with you, I learn something new. Okay, even though here I wore that same blue uniform for 12 years. Bottom line is, I know how you feel. I know how you guys feel on the street. And I know that whenever I see a ground level police officer, I ain't scared to walk up to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is not somewhere down in Missouri or somewhere in New York or somewhere like that. And bottom line is that I'm proud to be a servant. Okay? And if no one else ever pats you on the back tonight, I think the world of you, and I think we all can give you a hand. And with that, everybody, happy New Year, and happy prosperous New Year, and
such great, wonderful things that the two of you need option to give it, so good for you. I'm really happy. At least I am. That's it. Happy New Year, everybody.
Well, Chief, I don't blame you.
He can heal you.
Did I change that?
We all heard.
I'm
healing
it.
Super
bad. You know, it was a long time when I was jumping up and down the joint. Today you were hired. But it's thanks to the vision that we get from Philly Public and the level they've taken to the department so far. Thank you again for all the hard work and continue. If you need anything, you know, there, to support you. And,
Thank you, everybody. With all that said, may I get a motion to adjourn? One more, round two.
Real quick. Yeah. And raise my
yeah.
Anything on Qualcomm? I've got people asking about the electronics and permitting things.
They have and are working on a new contract. So everything should be back on track soon.
Okay, and not do it for now. And then
but it's only two grand pounds for grant. For right now, but they ought to need to do the whole usual thing.
Okay.
So if that happens, we'll let you know as soon as it does. I'm telling people to put your garage or hang on to go now, and let's see. The initiative from Qualcomm is to get it all back the way it was. The same contract. It may cost us a little bit more, but the same contract.
Okay. Just hang on now.
Yeah. All right.
I'm done now. Continue on here.
Thank you. May I get a motion for adjournment?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Adjournment at 8:16. Thank you, everybody. That was a great meeting.